Also, a Clark Howard money saving tip on the way.
Oh, is that my phone? Oh, I must be. My phone's exploding.
I know,
that,
it's
whatever,
blowing up over there. You're very popular on social media.
Sure, if that's what you call it.
Or somebody says, where's my lunch?
Well, yeah. I don't even want to get into it. But joining us now on the line is Janet Haar from the Oberland Business Partnership. They are bringing a very special program, an event for women from Northeast Ohio to come together to network, learn, and grow. It's called LeaderCast Women 2017. It is Tuesday, October 5th at 8:30 to 4. It's a day-long event at the Lodge of New Russia Township on Butternut Ridge in Oberland. Good morning, Janet. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to.
So tell us, whose idea was it to bring this big event to Oberland?
Well, the LeaderCast organization is known internationally for developing leaders worth following. And we're hosting this powerful event to bring women from Northeast Ohio together to network, learn, and grow because we're really interested in fortifying this area with powerful women who are dedicated to sustaining and growing the regional economy.
So, Janet, what all is involved in this and how did you get involved?
As I said, the LeaderCast organization is well known for developing leaders. And when we looked around at what kind of effect we might be able to have on the local or regional economy, developing leaders is one of those ideas that came out really, really strong. And then when we looked around at all of the women in this area who are in their own right leaders, but just may not have a chance to network and come together on any kind of event and then develop relationships that will help each other out, we thought, this is a really good thing to do.
Beyond the networking, what goes into this? Programs, speakers, anything of that nature?
On that day, there are 9 speakers, and each one of the women speakers, in her own right, is a leader in a really diverse field. No one woman is alike. For instance, there's a woman, her name is Molly Fletcher, and she's a former top sports agent and author. She was one of the people in the spring leadership our LeaderCast program, number one rated speaker, talks a lot about negotiation. I think that's an important topic for women. And then there are 8 other very, very strong women that will be presenting.
I see in one of the lines it says here, we'll set the stage and have the experts and create the agenda. You bring your aspirations, challenges, and most importantly, your voice.
Yes, we are looking forward to hearing from women in Northeast Ohio. What are your challenges and how can we work together to overcome them? What are the barriers? One of the activities we'll be doing that day is something called Leave No Stone Unturned, which means let's see what are those barriers and how can we work together to strengthen each other so they're not as difficult as they look like they might be.
Have you ever attended one of these LeaderCasts before or seen something related to that?
I did. I attended a LeaderCast last spring at Lorain County Community College, and that's where we learned about the LeaderCast Women event coming up. It was very, very well done, and people had such great takeaways from it that we thought, wow, we need to look at doing this on a broader scope.
Sometimes when you bring a group of like people together, similar people, maybe is it become a positive event? Do people have grievances about certain things, or is that kind of still part of the process about working through things that troubles or issues that people may be dealing with in leaders as females, that sort of thing?
Actually, it becomes very positive because you realize that you're not the only one in the room that may have the same barriers. On the other hand, there are a lot of women in the room who have answers to your questions or people who can help you understand how to go forward. It's a very positive event. And what I've seen of it so far, because we've had to test the technology several times, I'm just so excited about bringing it to this area.
With these speakers, is it interactive with these speakers, or is it more of a one-sided presentation, kind of like a lecture of sorts?
Well, that's what some people have said. Well, you know, is it just like watching television? And the answer is no, it's not. The LearCast organization makes it very easy to interact. And there are host sites all across the world who will be participating in this, and therefore they involve the host sites. We already have journals for the day. We have all kinds of things that we'll be doing, and we also do some very important local things while the women are there that day.
You mentioned that you attended one of these. How long did the residual effect last for you, or do you still feel that from having attended an event like this?
Actually, I still feel that, and I will tell you that there, one of the women that attended it with me that day said, wow, what I learned from this one person, just one of the nine speakers, was worth the whole day.
If people are interested in attending, how do they go about signing up for this? Again, it's coming up Thursday, October 5th, 8:30 to 4, a day-long event at the Lodge of New Russia Township on Butternut Ridge in Oberlin. How do they sign up for this event?
They can just go to oberlin.org, which is our website, and they'll immediately see the link there to click on it, and you can buy tickets from our site, make reservations. The site is on Eventbrite, but the link is right on our oberlin.org site.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, sharing the idea for it and getting the word out, and hopefully you have a nice attendance coming up on Thursday, October 5th. Janet Haar from the Oberlin Business Partnership, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.